What more wholesome marriage than boxing and Las Vegas? There was one split lip yesterday that required hospital treatment, and that wasn't even from a boxing match. That was from the ritual brawl at the weigh-in for an unusual championship fight. Tomorrow night, light heavyweight champion Roy Jones Jr. will attempt to win a piece of the heavyweight title held by a boxer who outweighs him by 33 pounds, John Ruiz Jr. And joining us now, as he does most Fridays, is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, a light heavyweight boxer trying to win the heavyweight title. Pretty rare.
Yeah, it's been actually once in the last 100 years that a light heavyweight has taken the crown. That was Michael Spinks beating Larry Holmes back in 1985. But Spinks was outweighed by Holmes by only 18 pounds. 12 other light heavyweights that have tried to do this have lost badly. Some of them have just been pummeled. And in this matchup, Jones is 3 years older than John Ruiz. He's 3 inches shorter. He's got a reach that's 7 inches shorter. And as you mentioned, he's 33 pounds lighter.
And yet he is thought to have a chance to win?
He is. And that's because he's considered one of the best boxers,
pound for pound,
as the sports writers say, in boxing history. He's impossibly quick. He's smart. He's powerful. He's tenacious. He has moved up in weight classifications during his career, largely because he kept running out of worthy opponents. And he said he was bored. For a while, Jones played minor league basketball. He has just one defeat in 48 pro fights, and his loss was a disqualification when he hit a guy after he had already knocked him down. And he's fighting because, you know, he's going to make $10 million guaranteed, but also because he says he's got something to prove. A lot of critics have said that Jones has taken on cupcake opponents in recent years, and he wants to do something dramatic.
And in the other corner, a man who is one of how many heavyweight champions of the world right now?
I've lost count.
John Ruiz. What about him?
Now, he's not a slouch. He fought Evander Holyfield 3 times. He lost once. He beat him once to win a title. And he drew once to keep the title. His payday depends on how many people actually sign up to pay $49.95 to watch the fight on HBO. So this could be a legitimate fight. Or, like much in boxing, as that pre-fight brawl demonstrated, it could be a fiasco. Heavyweight boxing is still looking for the golden years of Ali, Frazier, Foreman back in the 70s.
Yeah, talk about fiascos. The pre-fight brawl was about as long as Mike Tyson's fight last week, which he won with a knockout in the first round.
He did. 49 seconds that took. And Tyson at age 36, unfortunately, is still to casual fans the face of boxing. And it's a pretty bizarre face, as we learned last week, because he showed up with his giant tattoo that surrounded his eye and was on his temple. The week leading up to that fight, Tyson was promising to call it off, and then he was back on, and the other guy said he wasn't going to fight. It was a joke. And then he knocked out Clifford Etienne in 49 seconds. So it's hard to take this sport terribly seriously at the heavyweight division, particularly when you think of things like Tyson, who is now negotiating to star in a TV reality show. And I don't think we're talking about The Bachelor.
Boxing periodically draws the attention of officials in Washington, and this is one of those periodic moments.
It is. John McCain has raised questions about conflicts of interest out in Las Vegas. But if we look beyond that, there are legitimate purveyors in this sport. Most of it is at lower weight classifications than the heavyweights. TV interest has been going up lately. ESPN has been showing a lot of boxing. And NBC recently agreed to show boxing on the network for the first time in more than a decade in a joint production with Telemundo, which it owns. That's partly so NBC can show something because it doesn't have a lot of programming these days, but also to attract a Hispanic audience.
And for a Vegas casino, a title fight is like a little Super Bowl.
It is a little circus, not only during the pre-fight attractions, but during the fight itself. High rollers pay thousands of dollars to sit at the front row, and a lot of people come in and gamble.
Stefan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.